Eureka Springs, population 2,000, has plenty of attractions and accommodations for tourists, but no community center for locals. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the old public school campus, vacated 2 years ago, is under consideration with two different projects possible.
If Eureka Springs' former high school campus, located uptown on Highway 62, becomes a community center, it would be the first ever in the town's 136-year history. And school board member Al Larson says it's prime real estate.
Yes, there's a large parking lot and a lot of wilderness space that would be part of that 7 acres.
The former campus lies within the town's historic district, along with a classroom annex and gym complex. The original school building, constructed 64 years ago, is Maxim Light architecture, invented by Fayetteville architect T. Ewing Shelton. The low-cost concrete and steel one-story structure features exterior support walls made of glass block, flooding classrooms and offices with natural light. A National Register historian with the Arkansas Heritage Commission issued a letter to the city of Eureka Springs noting this structure is one of 50 like it in the United States. Unlocking the front entrance to the Maxim Light building, Al Larson says the glass blocks were painted over in the 90s due to intense solar glare. And inside, the building is clearly deteriorating.
Well, it's in pretty bad shape. There are several things that make it difficult to bring it up to current standards.
Al Larson, a building contractor, points to asbestos floor tiles, roof leaks, and structural distress, saying the historic building would be prohibitively expensive to restore. The Eureka School District several years back organized a vacant school facilities committee to investigate repurposing the old campus. The committee enlisted the University of Arkansas Extension Service Breakthrough Solutions to conduct stakeholder meetings. The committee also secured pro bono services of Cromwell Architects to draw up a site plan for a mixed-use complex. We exit the musty building to look at some of the Cromwell drawings for the proposed Highlander Center.
What we are looking at is a plaza, a certain portion of the glass blocks on the corner of that of the building would be retained, and the balance of it is outdoor seating for a entertainment venue, a stage, an outdoor stage. It would be space for the farmer's market. There's some sculpture shown here. We're trying to have a splash park in one corner.
Adjacent classroom annex would be developed into commercial space, and the gymnasium cafeteria would be turned into the community center. Al Larson's also a member of the Highlander Committee, an iteration of the vacant school facilities committee, facilitated over the past several years by the Greater Eureka Springs Chamber of Commerce. The group is comprised of realtors, motel and hotel owners, and the town mayor, working to implement a commercial public partnership to develop the site.
This property could be bought very reasonably, and if the developer goes along with our plan to make a donation, they can get some tax benefits that could be equal to approximately half of the purchase price, which would go a long way towards what they would need to renovate the balance that they would retain.
The property, Larson says, initially appraised when vacated at more than $1 million, has since devalued to $375,000. In late June, Eureka Springs Historic District Commission approved an application by the Eureka School District to demolish the Maxim Light structure, but only on condition that the district transfer the property at no cost to either the city, which lacks resources to take on the project, or a nonprofit formed in support of developing the site as a community center in part. But Sandy Martin, chair of the Mayor's Economic Task Force, has drawn up an alternative community center concept, keeping the historic Maxim Light classroom building, renovating all three campus complexes.
This is an opportunity, golden opportunity for economic development. It's a great facility. We could do an indoor-outdoor farmers market that would be solar-powered, that would go with the green initiative that we want to include. We would include digital film and entertainment production. We would have a little theater for performance arts. The main thing is where the cafeteria is now, we would convert that into a culinary institute and a culinary school, and which fits the hospitality industry of Eureka very well.
Martin says the draft concept, the Eureka Springs Community Arts and Trade Center, also builds on stakeholders' preferences, but includes a senior center, arts and crafts workrooms, a gymnasium, visitor center, and community swimming pool. Through the Community Development Partnership of Western Carroll County, Martin, who is a board member, applied for a $50,000 two-year planning grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. The school district and mayor, she says, provided letters of support, and Eureka Historic Preservation Officer Glenna Booth authored the proposal. A decision by the foundation is imminent.
The initial objective of the planning grant is to figure out the best structure to go about getting a public-private partnership. We also have identified four or five different grant sources that will help us with preservation and also possibly some purchase pricing. And we would have to develop a plan, but that's really the part of the planning grant that we want to go for first.
Sandy Martin says she's floated the Community Arts and Trade Center concept by several foundation officials who've shown interest. Talking by Scratchy's cell phone while on vacation with his family out west last week, Eureka Springs Mayor Robert Berry, a native and preservation architect, says he would like to see the Maxim Light School building restored, but...
Well, in the real world, you know, it's just not a lot of money available for capital projects.
Still, the town mayor hopes for some semblance of a community center.
Then I think that would be a great boon for Eureka Springs.
Including a swimming pool?
Including a swimming pool. Of course a swimming pool. I mean, that goes without saying.
After all, Eureka counts at least 20 hotel and motel swimming pools, but has never had a public pool for the children. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.